I decided to add an additional week to our series of outsider artists, taking us through the entire month of October. This week, we come to William Edmondson, who was the son of Tennessee-born slaves. He worked in the early part of the 20th century, and like most of the artists that we've considered this month, he never really considered himself an artist. He didn't set out to be an artist and only started creating late in life. Whereas most of the artists we've explored have been painters, William Edmondson was a carver. And he worked as a janitor, and after quitting his job as a janitor, he started to use railroad spikes in order to carve limestone. And he set out to carve gravestones. And as he would carve gravestones, he would portray different animals, biblical subjects, sometimes even political figures like Eleanor Roosevelt, or he would just carve the likenesses of local Nashville schoolteachers. Edmondson felt that his ability to carve and his desire to create was a direct gift from God. He would say that Jesus had planted the seed of carving in him, and he would call his artworks little miracles. This is a common theme that we've seen in outsider artists who feel that their desire and their impulse to create is something that has its origin in the divine. And like our other outsider artists, religious themes played a really important role in William Edmondson's work. William Edmondson loved to celebrate Jesus, whether through the crucifixion or through the baby Jesus in the manger. Jesus, who is the most important figure in African American folk art traditions, played an important role in his work. In fact, he went beyond this to say that his carvings were in fact sermons. William Edmondson said that there was no preacher that had ever stepped into a pulpit that hadn't preached something that he hadn't already carved. He considered these to be ways to understand God and his own way of preaching and making sense of faith and religion. However, William Edmondson's art went almost entirely unnoticed for a very long period of time. And it wasn't until a photographer for Harper's Bazaar happened to be visiting friends in Nashville and happened to drive by many of Edmondson's works. This photographer took numerous photos cataloging the works and took photos of Edmondson himself, and then he later showed those photos to the director of the Museum of Modern Art in New York. And the Museum of Modern Art was so impressed with Edmondson's sculptures that they arranged an exhibition for the artist the following year. In the latter part of 1937, the Museum of Modern Art mounted 10 of Edmondson's sculptures, and he became the first African-American artist to have a solo exhibition there. This was quite groundbreaking for 1937. But what I love about outsider art is how attached it is to faith. And that's why when we hear from Matthew 22, Jesus sharing the greatest commandment with us, that we shall love the Lord our God with all of our heart, our mind, and our soul, it is almost as if Jesus is giving instructions to outsider artists. Whether it be Clementine Hunter or Sister Gertrude Morgan, Bill Traylor, or William Edmondson, all of these individuals had a deep, deep love of God and a love of people. And they wanted to express that love and to express that message through whatever means they were able to. And many of these people didn't start art until late in life, until they were in their 60s, their 70s, or even their 80s, which shows us that it's never too late to try a new thing. It's never too late to learn new things. And it's never too late to start over, to turn over a new leaf, and to do something that we never expected or ever saw ourselves doing before. I think all four of the artists that we heard about all had a deep love of God, and they wanted to preach in the way that they knew how. And that was by delighting people through visual expression, through painting, through drawing, and through carving. And by also changing the conversation of art history. in showing that you don't need to be artistically trained or formally schooled in order to make a significant impact in art and culture. That it's not just those voices that have been approved that are worthy of being listened to, but rather in this country, we have so many different voices and so many different people, and each of those voices have something very important to say. And our outsider artists offer a platform for those who might have been before silenced or ignored to have an opportunity to take part in an important conversation. I think there's a lot of potential for outsider art to really teach us about creativity, about expression, about opening up and being more inclusive to people who have been excluded before, about listening to these important voices and noticing what they have to say and what their contributions are. To love our neighbor and to love God is to listen to our neighbor, to really learn from our neighbor, and to really have authentic interactions. I think that this has been one of my favorite months of doing virtual church because it has been really fun to learn about these outsider artists alongside all of you. And so this coming week, now that we have wrapped up outsider art, we have 1 week before we have a major election, and John Benbow will be taking over the worship packet this week with an important message for us as we go into this election season. And as we progress further on into November, we will take a look at stewardship, as it will be our stewardship season, and about what our ministry will look like in year 2021, as well as what our theme for the year 2021 will be. There's a lot that has changed, and there is a lot that is very complicated about this time, but there is a lot of potential for new things, for new life, for new ideas and new ways of reaching people. So November, we will focus on stewardship and on the ways in which church has changed, but yet the church has also stayed the same, and the ways in which we will do church boldly and prophetically in year 2021. And then before we know it, we will be ready for Advent. And we have some really interesting musical opportunities, and Nina is going to share with us a little bit about the history of Christmas carols in early December. So I hope you will all look forward to that. Amen.